Maseches Menachah is Daf Chav, two lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Tesem Beis. We are in the middle of discussing the memory of Rav, that Rav stated, Kol Mokr Shechse Akasa B'Teres Mincha, Eina El Akev, that any time that the Torah repeated a halacha that states B'Negei to Kar Mincha, that halacha would be Ma'akev. And on the bottom of Daf Yud Tesem Aleph, the Gemara was Medayek, Hichsir Inla, Hichsir Loi, that the only items which would be Ma'akev are only those items that the Torah repeated. However, if the Torah did not repeat itself, then none of those items would be Ma'akev. And our Gemara continues, Maskev la Rav Huna, and Rav Huna asked the following Shaila, Hari Melech Leitana Bekro Ma'akvebei, that we know it is a mitzvah to place salt on the kmitza, and although this requirement is not stated two times in the Pasha of Menachos, it's still Ma'akev, the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, that the Pasuk and Pasha's Kerech that discusses the Matnes Kuna states, Ol Chumas HaKadoshim Asherim V'nei Yisrael LaShem, Nasata L'chol V'necho V'nisecha Itcha L'chak Oilam, Bus Melech Oilam Hi L'fnei Hashem, L'chol Zaracha Itach. Based on this pasuk, the Braisa brings the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to how we know that the salting of the kmitza is going to be ma'akev by Kar Mincha. The Braisa first brings the shita Rabbi Yehuda, and we continue on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Shnei Bris Amru B'Melech Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda understands that the pasuk is telling us these matnas kuna will be similar to the Bris of Melech, and since the Bris of Melech will be forever, so the same applies to the matnas kuna. And Rabbi Yehuda understands that in order to consider something to be a Bris Melech Olam and to be forever, it has to be ma'akev, and if it's not ma'akev, that would not be considered a bris melech olam. The Braisa continues, Rav Shimon Omer, Nemekan bris melech olam hu, v'nem la'alon bris kunas olam, k'shem shi efshel kabanis b'lei kuhuna, kachi efshel kabanis b'lei melech. And although Rav Shimon understands the pasuk in the same way that Rav Yehuda understands the pasuk, however, he doesn't learn that just because the pasuk calls it a bris olam, that it has to be that's ma'akev. And Rav Shimon explains that the makar that's salting a carbon and salting a mincha is going to be ma'akev is based on gzeir shava, as in Pasuk in Pashas Kerach, the Pasuk states, Bris Melech Olam Hu. In Pashas Pinchas, the Torah tells us, V'hoysel Leilu Zari Akrav Bris Kunas Olam Tachas HaShikine Lelakov Be'chapel B'nei Yisrael, that the Torah tells us that Pinchas became a Kohen, and that will be forever. The Torah refers to that as Bris Olam, and we compare the two. Just like Kahuna is Ma'akev by Kabanois, so too, salting a carbon is also going to be Ma'akev. And Rashi at the top of the Amid states, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbi Shimon, Lekamidi, there is no Nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, El Mashmoy's Darshan, and there was only a question as to how to understand what the Makar is that salting a carbon and salting a carbon mincha would be Ma'akev. And the Maisa Rav Huna's question is, how could Rav say that the only way that a Maisa is going to be Ma'akev by a carbon mincha is only if the Torah repeats that pasuk? But the Maisa we find that the Makar that salting a carbon mincha is Ma'akev is not based on a repeat of the pasuk, and instead it's based on a limud. Ayin Rabbeinu Gershom, who's bothered that the pasuk in Pasha Vayikra b'negia salting a carbon mincha states, the whole korban minchascha by melech timlach, v'loy sashvis melech bisal kecha me'al minchasecha, al kol korban chotakra melech, and if so, l'chayr was tana be'kra, as this pasuk itself repeats itself in a gated requirement of salting a korban mincha. And Rabbeinu Gershom explains, hanal l'drasha asu v'loy l'misna, that those psukim are actually coming in order to teach us a drasha, which we will actually see in our amid, since they are not extra, therefore we can't use this pasuk itself as a second pasuk for shanalov akasav la'akev. Our Gemara now continues and brings two terutzim to the question of Rav Huna. As number one, Am Rabbi Yosef, Rav Ketani Dunsvi Ilai, Da Amal Le Molach Kosher, that Rabbi Yosef explains that Ina Chinami, Rav doesn't hold like these two Tanayim, and he doesn't hold like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, that salting a Kar Mincha is actually Ma'akev, and Rav holds like the Tanava Mishnah, who stated that even if someone doesn't salt a Kar Mincha, then the carbon would still be kosher. And Lefi this Teretz, the Gemara is staying with its original thought. Lefi Rav, the only way that any Maisa of a Kar Mincha is going to be Ma'akev is only based on Shalom of Akas of La'akev, but if it's not doubled in the Pasuk, then it would not be Ma'akev. However, the Gemara continues, Omele Abaye, the Abaye responds to his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, Ihochi lo yotzak nami, lo yotzak klal, when our Mishnah stated, lo yotzak is kosher, would you say that it refers to not doing Yitzik at all? As certainly that can't be the case, and as our Gemara stated on the bottom of Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, that certainly Yikuvik Sivba, that Yitzik is required, and if one doesn't do Yitzik at all, then the Karm would be Pasul. And as the Gemara already answered on the bottom of Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, that when our Mishnah stated Le Yotzak is Kasha, El Le Yotzak Koyin El Azar, that the Mishnah is teaching us that if the Koyin doesn't do Yitzika and Azar does Yitzika, then it would still be Kasha. And if so, when the Mishnah stated Le Malach is Kasha, doesn't necessarily mean that there is any time that holds that if one doesn't do Malicha at all, that the Karm would be Kasha, El Le Malach Koyin El Azar, that a Koyin did not do the Malicha and Azar did Malicha. And since we don't have a clear Machlekes Tanayim, it doesn't seem proper to say that our Mishnah is being Chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Shimon, and if so, we don't necessarily have a shita that holds that if one doesn't salt the Karban Mincha, that it would still be kosher. However, the Gemara tells us, Amalei, Rabbi Yosef responded to Abaya, that certainly we can't explain the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is being mechadish to us, that if instead of a Kohen doing Malicha, a Zar did Malicha, that the Karban would be kosher, and since we know that the time that they used to do the Malicha of the Kmitza was after the Kmitza was on the Mizbeach, and since we know that a Zar cannot go on the Mizbeach, therefore it's Pasher that a Zar cannot do Malicha, and if so, when our Mishnah stated Le Malach Kosher, it must be teaching us that even if one did not salt the Karban Mincha at all, then it would be kosher, and therefore we find a Tana that is clearly Karban Yehuda and Reb Shimon, as our Tana holds that even if one doesn't do Malicha, it would not be Ma'akev, and therefore Reb Yosef could answer that Rav Katani Di Dansvi Le the Amar Le Malach Kosher, and Ayin Rashi Di B'Maschel Shezar Karv L'Gav Mizbeach, the Malicha is Kaimitz B'Reish Shem Mizbeachi, Hid Am B'Shmeitza B'Reish Shem Mizbeach, Shesham Mochon Es HaKaimitz, and Ayin Rashi Mesechtes Yuma on Daf Mem Heim and Aleph, Rashi explains that the Makar that Zor cannot go on the Mizbeach is from the Pasuk and Pashas Kerech that is discussing the Levium, and the Pasuk states, B'Shom Mishmatcho Mishmeres Kol Oyal, Achel Klei HaKodesh Vela Mizbeach Le Yikruvu Vela Yemusu Gam Him Gam Atem, and certainly if a Levi cannot go on the Mizbeach, then certainly a Zor cannot go on the Mizbeach, and it's a bit Tzarech Biyar, that why did Rashi have to bring a Makar, if L'maisa Zor was only able to go in the Yudalf Amor of the Mokum Hiluch Ragli Yisrael, and certainly a Zor cannot go on the Mizbeach, which is much further than that, and the Shita who's bothered in Taima Hanimil Chathila of the Yevri Loy Malach Koyin al Zor Kosher, that even though it's true that a Zor cannot go on the Mizbeach, but possibly our Mishnah means to tell us that if a Zor was over and went on the Mizbeach and salted the Kmitza, then the Yevri would be Kosher. And he explains, Va'am Amarid Mishtamale Loy Malach Kosher the Masisin, that Fil Chathila, that the Mashmais of our Mishnah is, that even Chathila, if one doesn't salt the Kar Mincha, it would be Kosher. V'chein Purash Le'el Gabi Tzika Isobalilais, and the same would apply. He tzikas and belilais that are kosher to be done even in chatchila bizarre. However, based on this question, the shita brings another explanation of our Gemara. When Rav Yosef responded to Abaya v'chilsel adaitcha shezor kar v'gab mizbeach, he meant to say that since we have a klal that mikmitza ve'ilach mitzvahs kuna, and since malicha is certainly done after the kmitza, as malicha is only done on the kmitza itself, certainly it can't be that malicha could be done by a zar. And let us continue our Gemara as the Gemara brings another teretz as v'yibayis ima. This teretz of the Gemara actually holds that Rav did not state that the only way that something would be ma'akev is based on shonel of akasav la'akev, and he's just stating that that's one of the ways that we find that something would be ma'akev. However, since we have a pasuk b'negei melech that states bris melech olam, therefore either based on the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda or on the explanation of Rabbi Shimon, we have a makar that salting of a karban mincha will be ma'akev, and this is actually explained to us in Taisis on the bottom of the few testament bays as Taisis states how he melched loy tana beikra b'maskana mishani kiven dechsev beibris commanded tana beikra dami, that according to Yibayis Ema this was the teretz of the Gemara and the maskana of Gemara. However, the habin of Gemara was hashtasak daitach min kama amrav kol mokr shehichzer, so it's mashma shloy motze ikav acha b'menachos el mishum shehichzer, as we explained. And let's keep in mind that when we learned this brisa, we were suing machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon. We quoted the pasuk in Pashas Karach. However, ayin tesis that brings from Rabbi Yonatan, that Rabbi Yonatan was actually Gurus, the Pasuk and Pashas Vayikra, B'negeia Melech. As Taisis at the bottom of the Daf Testament Bay states, Rabbi Yonatan Gurus, Melech Bris, V'hukra Dechsev Pashas Vayikra, and as we saw that the Pasuk states, V'lisashbis Melech Bris Lekecha Me'amun Chosecha, Al-Kol Kabonecha Takrev Melech. Rabbi Yonatan states, Av'l Bris Melech Olam Hu, like Siv Gabi Kabonois, El Gabi Matnes Kuna, and Rabbi Yonatan is actually bothered that if you will actually be Gurus that Pasuk, V'im Tim Slaim Dashin and Midafk Rachmana Blashim Melech, Im Kain Eshcha Nishana. This Taisis will also be relevant on Daf Chafal from a base, Ayin Shom. And let us continue with our Gemara, as the Gemara is bought of like Tana Beikra, that how can you say, B'negei salting a Kar Mincha, the Pasuk doesn't repeat itself, but we have the Pasuk itself in Pashas Vayikra that repeats itself, as the Pasuk starts off, and tells us there's a requirement to salt a Kar Mincha, then the Pasuk mentions a lav, and then the Pasuk repeats it, say, and states, and how can you say that the pasuk b'negei assaulting doesn't repeat itself? If l'maisa we find that it repeats itself in the pasuk itself, and therefore certainly it's ma'akev. The Gemara explains that since this pasuk is not extra, as we have to learn different dinim from this pasuk, therefore you can't use it for shana l'avakasav la'akev. And the Gemara continues, that we need this pasuk in order to teach us the following dinim of the following brisa. And keep in mind that this brisa will be a long brisa, and then the Gemara will explain this brisa in detail. And the brisa begins. carbon b'melech shemei ani afilu eitzim adam shenikru carbon. If instead of the pasuk stating v'chol carbon minchasa b'melech timlach, the pasuk wouldn't have stated the word mincha, we would have understood that not only does carbon mincha and other carbonites require melech, but there would even be a requirement that if someone brings a carbon eitzim, then he would have to salt the carbon eitzim. Similarly, prior to zrikas hadam and prior to hazaras hadam, one would have to place salt on the dam, since we find that a carbon eitzim is called a carbon, and we also find a dam is called a carbon. And as Rashi brings down, eitzim nikru carbon shenemen, as we have a pasuk in Nehemiah that states, "Va'goroli sipalnu al carbon eitzim akoyinim alavim va'am," that they cast lots regard to the carbon eitzim. We see when someone brings eitzim as an endeavor to the Beis Hamikdash, then that is called the carbon eitzim. And Rashi continues, "V'dam ikri carbon shu ikra kol hazevach," and dam is also called the carbon, as that is the ikra of every zevach, as that is how one receives kapara. And others bring that the pasuk in Parshas Tzav states, "Hamakves dam ashlamim." There is also a pasuk in Parshas Shmini that states, "Ve'yikru bnei Aaron es hadam eilav," and therefore we see the dam is called the carbon. Our Gemara continues, "Tam loyim mincha," and therefore the pasuk tells us, "Bechol carbon minchascha," that the only carbonates that require salt are only those that are similar to a carbon mincha. And "Ma mincha miyuchad shachirim b'rin chayvula," "Av kol shachirim b'rin chayvula," just like the only way to bring a mincha is only together with eitzim. So the only time there's a requirement for salt is only for those carbonates that require wood, since a carbon eitzim is not brought together with other wood, since dam of a carbon is not placed on the wood and is not placed on fire, and instead is only sprayed on the mizbeach, placed with the finger of the kohen onto the mizbeach. So the din of melech doesn't apply to dam or to eitzim. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered that how do you know that this is a comparison that we should make from a carbon mincha? Maybe the comparison to a carbon mincha should be that imam mincha miyuchad shemateres af kol shemater and avi dam shemater, that just like we find that haktar of the kmitz on the mizbeach is matir shurayim to the kohenim, maybe any matir should require salt, and since the dam of a carbon is matir emurim and matir basa of the carbon, maybe there should also be a requirement to salt dam. The only thing that we should be mayit from comparison to a carbon mincha is only the eitzim, which is not a matir. The Gemara answer is Talmud leima me'al minchasecha v'loy me'al damecha, that since this pasuk states me'al minchasecha, so we have another miyot, and that miyot comes to teach us that the only time there's a chiyuv to do malicha is only on the kmitza, not on the dam, and therefore we have two miyutim, one to remind the chiyuv of malicha for a carbon eitzim, and one to remind dam. And the Braisa continues, yachotei mincha kula tuna melech, that how do you know that the only thing that we have to salt is only the kmitza and not the shirayim, as maybe we have to salt all the shirayim as well? Talmud leima carbon, therefore the pasuk states, v'chol carbon minchascha b'melech timlach, in order to tell us, carbon tar melech, ve'im mincha kula tuna melech, that only requirement of salting is only that part of the mincha that is actually placed on the mizbeach, as that is the only part of the mincha that's called the carbon, and l'chor, this should include the kmitza as well as the levoina of the mincha. However, since the shirayim of the mincha is not placed on the mizbeach, therefore it's not called the carbon, and the chiyuv of salting doesn't apply to shirayim. And keep in mind that based on the way we just explained the braisa, next part of the braisa doesn't seem to make much sense, as for two reasons it would seem clear that levoina would require salting. Number one, it's similar to the mincha, that's achirim b'rin chayva, and as we explained, shetzricha eitzim l'atara, there's a requirement to bring wood together with the levoina. Number two, since the levoina goes on to the mizbeach, therefore it should be included in the word carbon, and as we explained, carbon tar melech, and this should include the levoina as well. Once we finish with the braisa, so the Gemara will explain the braisa and explain what the Gemara's question is. However, the braisa continues, ve'in le'ala koymitz minayin l'rabbis t'levoina, l'chir, we only have a makar that salting applies to the kmitza, but how do we know it is a requirement to salt the levoina? The Gemara responds, ma b'nei s'levoina shekim bo'ima b'kli echad, that we ma'ab l'levoina, since the levoina is placed in the same kli as the kmitza. However, the braisa continues and is still bothered, these makaris only seem to explain why there's a requirement to salt the kmitza as well as the levoina that comes together with the kmitza. However, the Gemara now is, minayin l'rabbis s'levoina b'ab b'fni atzma, o levoina b'ab b'zichin, b'akteris minchas koyin o minchas koyin mashiach, o minchas n'sachim, emur chattas ve'emur asham ve'emur kachim kachim ve'emur kachim kalim ve'evar oila v'oila sa'ayv amud leima al kol kabon chotaka v'melach. The Gemara goes through multiple examples, as for example, if someone says that I'm making a neder that I'm going to bring a carbon of levoina, as we will learn, he has to bring at least a kmitza of levoina. In that case, the levoina is not coming together with the kmitza in one kli, and how do we know his requirement to salt the levoina? And similarly, the bezicha levoina, which are the spoons of levoina that are placed on the shulchan together with the lechem apanim, which are never placed in the same kli as the lechem apanim, so how do we know his requirement for salting that levoina as well? And similarly, the k'teris, which are burnt on his mizbeach hapnimi every single day, that we know it is a requirement for salting the Torahs. And similarly, by the Minchas Koinim, where Koinim brings in a dove of a mincha, and we know it's Kulei Kolel, and there is no Kmitza. Or similarly, by Minchas Koinim Mashiach, which is the Minchas Chavitin that's brought by the Koin Gadol every single day, how do we know it's a Chiyuv of Melicha? Similarly, the Mincha that comes together within the Sachim, where we know it's Kulei Kolel, and there is no Kmitza, how do we know it's a requirement of Melach? Since the Pasuk only speaks about a Mincha, so how do we know that the Murim of a Karban Chatas, or a Karban Osham, or the Murim of the Kivsei Atzeres, which is Kachi Kodeshim, as even though it's a Karban Shlomim, but it's only eaten for a day and a night, therefore our Brisa refers to it as a Muri Kachi Kachim, as we already spoke about other Kachi Kachim, as we stated, a Muri Chatz ve Muri Osham, similarly a Murim of Kachim Kalim, as well as the Avorim of Aila, and the Aila Sa'if, which is Kule Kolel. What is the Makar that's a requirement to salt all of these Karbanais? The Gemara explains that since the Pasuk repeats itself by a Karban Mincha, and at the end of the Pasuk in Parshat Vayikra it states, I'll call Karban Chatak of Melach, therefore we learn all of these dinim from that Pasuk, and Lamaisa we use this Pasuk in order to teach us all of these dinim, and therefore this Pasuk is not available in order to teach us the din of Shanal of Akasav La'akev, and that's what the Gemara meant when it stated that we don't have an extra Pasuk b'negei d'chiv to salt a carbon, we don't find that Shanal Le'kra. Now that the Gemara answered this question, the Gemara now goes back to explain the Brisa, as Amar, the Brisa stated, Ein Le'el Le'koymeitz, Minayin Le'Rabbis Salavayna, Ma'abin Silavaynish, Kimboi Ma'abakli Echad. The Gemara is bothered that why do we need a separate Makar in order to teach us that there's a requirement to salt the Le'vayna, and we already stated a klal that anything that's similar to the mincha, that there's a requirement to bring wood together with that item, then there's a requirement for salt. And certainly levaina fits into that category, as levaina is placed on top of wood, and therefore certainly it should be salted. However, the Gemara now explains that although initially the Gemara wanted to learn from various words in the pasuk various different dinim, from the word mincha we want to learn ma mincha miyuchedes shachim b'yin chayvula af kol shachim b'yin chayvula. However, at this point of the Brisa is actually bothered that possibly when the pasuk states v'chol korban, that is actually a klal and includes all korbanos, and then when the pasuk states lashim minchascha, so that is a prat, as the pasuk is telling us that it's only a mincha that requires salting and nothing else. Therefore, based on the klal, that klal of prat in b'chol alo mashav prat, so maybe the only thing that requires salting is only the kmitz of the mincha, as that is the ikka part of the mincha and nothing else, and not even the levain of the mincha. And as our gemara continues, hachi ka'amar, that this is what the Brisa meant to say, aim of carbon is klal, or mincha is a prat, and klal of prat, aim b'chlal al mashav prat, mincha in midiach fin eloi, even if you want to explain that the levain is considered part of the mincha itself, as the levain comes together with the kmitza in one kli, we still would not have a makar that is a chiyav of malicha by any other karbanos that do not come together with the kmitza, or where there is no kmitza at all. And as our gemara continues, hada amar, therefore the Brisa ended off, that the pasuk ends off, akol karbancho, takrib melech, chazav kolal. Therefore, this pasuk is not a klal or prat, and instead it's a klal or prat or klal. We know that the rule is that klal or prat or klal, yat don el kein prat. Ultimately, we see the ma'a prat mefur shachim b'yin chayim la, af kol shachim b'yin chayim la, and this is actually a makar for the din at the beginning of the brisa, that the only times the requirement to salt a carbon is only those carbonates that are similar to a carbon mincha, which is the prat. Achim de b'yin chayim la, ma'inihu eitzim, af kol eitzim, and therefore the only times the requirement to salt a carbon is only those carbonates that come along together with Eitzim, and this excludes Dam and a carbon Eitzim, which are not brought together with Eitzim, and therefore there is no requirement to salt Dam or to salt a carbon Eitzim. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered, and we know that the only time there's a Chiv to salt a carbon is only for those carbonates that are similar to a carbon Mincha, as they're brought together with Eitzim, as possibly there should also be a Chiv to salt Dam, since Dam is also similar to a carbon Mincha, as just like there's a Chiv to salt a carbon Mincha, as the kmitza comes together with something else, which is the levaina, so too there should also be a chiyuv to salt dam, since it comes together with something else, which is the nesachim, which is the yain and shemen that come together with karbanos. And although certainly there would not be a chiyuv to bring melech together with the karban eitzim, maybe there should be a chiyuv to salt the dam. However, the Gemara answers, although you may be correct that one of the things that come together with the mincha is levaina, however, whereas the levaina is directly associated with the karban mincha, nesachim are not directly associated with dam. And as the Gemara states, in the Sachem Bahadim Rumi Dasu, the requirement to bring the Sachem with the carbon is not based on a dam, but it's actually coming together with the Sachem, and my time, Achil Vishtia, this makes sense, as one brings a carbon to a melech, then he brings food and drink, and therefore one brings a murim together with the Sachem, as that would be food and drink, and that is the proper way to bring a carbon to a melech, and this is not associated with the dam at all, and therefore there is no chiyuv to salt dam. However, the Gemara states that that's not necessarily correct, as Adrabah, Kapar V'Simcha, as possibly the Nesachim are connected to the Dam, and the reason for that is that after one brings a Dam, which is the Kapara, then there's a requirement to bring Yayin, which is Mesameach L'Kim V'Odom, and as Rashi states, Adrabah, L'Tzerach Dam Osu, D'Hochi Urcha, as La'acha Kapara's Dam, Shekipa Alachei, Boha Yayin, as the Paskin Shaftim states, V'Taym Olam HaGafen, Hechdalti Es Tiroishi, Mesameach L'Kim V'Anoshim, V'Lachti Lanu Ala'itzim, and the Mishnah is Chapa Chata Yisameach, therefore there should be a Chiv to even salt Dam. However, the Gemara answers that although you may be correct, that there is definitely a connection between the Dam and the Sachim, however, there is not the same connection between Dam and the Sachim as we find B'negeda Levoyna and the Mincha, as Ella Levoyna Boyim of Kliachad, when the Sachim ain't Boyim of Kliachad. Certainly, there's a major connection between the Levoyna and the Kmitza, as they both come together in one Kli. However, we don't find such a strong connection between the Dam and the Sachim, as they are both not brought in the same Kli. However, the Gemara tells us, Aval Eitzim Kehechad Miskashabu Mincha Miskashabu Kul Kabanais, but the comparison between a Kar Mincha and other Kabanais is very strong, as just like Eitzim come together with every Mincha, so Eitzim come together with all Kabanais, and therefore there's Chiv to salt all Kabanais. The Gemara continues and is bothered that the Braisa ended off and stated that since we have a cloud, Prada cloud, Benegia salting, therefore we learn Ma Prat Mufur Shachim Burn Chavla, Avkal Shachim Burn Chavla, therefore we included all types of Kabanais. However, the Gemara is bothered, how do you know that you should have such a broad definition as to the comparison between a mincha and other items that need salting? It's possibly instead of learning there is a chiv to salt any item that is comparable to mincha based on one sad, maybe the only time we should have a chiv of salting is only if an item is comparable to kama mincha based on two different stadim. And as our Gemara continues and asks, v'ema ma prat mefurish shachim boyin chayim lo materes af kol shachim boyin chayim lo materes my new, and what would this include levoyin habav b'zichin the shari lechem havu midiach queen eloi. Possibly the pasuk is telling us that the only time there's a chiv to bring salt is only for those kabanais that are completely similar to a kar mincha based on two tzadim. Number one, just like a mincha comes together with eitzim, therefore the only time there'll be a chiyah for salting is only for those kabanais that come together with eitzim. And in addition, since the kmitz of a kar mincha is matter to shirayim b'achila, so maybe the only time there'll be a chiyah of salting is only for those items that matter another item. And the only thing that would actually meet these criteria is only the shtei bezichin of lechem apanim, as number one, the levoina comes together with eitzim, and number two, the shnei bezichin or levoina are matter lechem apanim b'achila. Therefore, quite possibly, we should learn that the Torah is teaching us that only time that there's a requirement for salting any carbon is only by a carbon mincha, as well as the shnei bezichin levoina of lechem apanim, but not by any other carbonais. However, the Gemara answers that it must be that we use the klal prada klal to include all these carbonais. Therefore, mechlal the hanakulu also b'chad zad, that since we know that the pasuk uses the extra term alman chasecha, and we learn v'loy me'al domecha, it must be when the Torah brought a klal prada klal that it was a very expansive klal prada klal. The Torah was teaching us that all items that are similar to a mincha b'chad zad are included in the klal prada klal, and there's a requirement to bring salt together with that carbon, and just like there's a requirement to have salt by a carbon mincha that comes together with the eitzim, so there's a requirement to have salt by any carbon that requires eitzim. Therefore, one may think that possibly there should also be a requirement to have salt by dam, since it's similar to the kmitza in one side, as just like the kmitza is matir the shirayim, so the dam is also matir the murum and the basar, and maybe there should be a requirement to salt dam. Therefore, we need an additional miyot of me'al min chasecha in order to teach us v'loy me'al domecha. However, if the klal prada klal is only marber those things that are similar to a kar mincha b'shnei tzadim, then certainly we would not have a hamina that dam should be included. Not only would there not be a requirement to place salt on dam, there wouldn't even be a requirement to place salt on any other carbon, and there would be no need to bring a pasuk of me'al min chasecha to exclude domecha. The Gemara now continues to explain the brisa further, as armama, as we just learned in the brisa, that when the pasuk states me'al min chasecha, so it's coming to exclude v'loy me'al domecha, that there is no requirement to salt the dam of a carbon. The Gemara is now bothered, ve'ima me'al min chasecha v'loy me'al evrecha, that how do you know that this pasuk is coming to exclude dam, which is only similar to a carbon mincha in one side, as although the dam is a matter of the basa and a murum of a carbon, just like the kmitza of a mincha is matter the shirayim, and as we already explained, the dam is not similar to a carbon mincha in a second side, as dam doesn't come together with wood, maybe we should actually say that this pasuk should actually come to be memayit, that there's no requirement to salt a verum of a carbon, as a verum of a carbon are also only similar to a carbon mincha in one side, as although it's similar to a carbon mincha, as it's brought together with wood, however, the verum of a carbon are not matter the carbon, and therefore not similar to a mincha in that regard. And as the second tesis on the bottom Tanur Amid states, Ve'im me'almen chosecha, v'leim me'almen v'recha, pirish be'verim leka l'chad sad, shachirim b'in cheva, uvidam chad sad, shemata kamiso, ma'arois l'rabbi se'verim, ul'ma'idam, ima ipcha. However, the Gemara responds that in reality, a verim are actually similar to a kar mincha in regard to six or seven items. Dam is only similar to a kar mincha in one or two items. Therefore, certainly, when we be ma'arba from the klal of prada klal, any item that is similar to a kar mincha, certainly we will include that there's a requirement to salt all a verim of a carbon. When we have a miut that teaches us me'al mincha secha, and we have to learn one miut, so we're going to learn v'loy me'al damecha, that is most unsimilar to a carbon mincha. From the klal of prada klal itself, we already mayit that a carbon etzim does not require melech, as that is not similar to the carbon mincha at all. Number one, it's not a mater. Number two, a carbon etzim doesn't come together with etzim. And as our Gemara continued, mistavra ivarim havale lebriye shkein ashbag tomei simin, that's most mistavra that we're going to be mayit that there's a chiyuv to bring melech together with a ivarim of a carbon, since it's similar to a carbon mincha in regard to the simin called ashbag tomei. And as the Gemara continues, the aleph corresponds to achirim b'in chivla kamaisa, shin stands for ishim kamaisa, the base stands for bachutz kamaisa, the nun stands for naisa kamaisa, the test stands for tamei kamaisa, the mem stands for mi'ila kamaisa. The Gemara doesn't bring what the aleph of tamei stands for, and we'll get back to this in a moment. In any case, the Gemara tells us that ivarim are similar to a karban mincha, as number one, they both come with wood, and number two, they both go on fire, and as Rashi states, ala ish nisrafes, lemute dam shein nisraf, dam is only placed on the corners or on the mizbeach itself, and not burnt on the mizbeach. And number three, both the karban mincha, as well as the ivarim of karbanos, are exclusively placed on the mizbeach hachitzain in the azara, while the dam of karbanos are sometimes brought into the heichal, and as Rashi brings, the chol mincha v'aktaris ivarim b'azara, avadam pom shavidosa b'fnim, abin abadim v'al preches, as we find by the Seir Mamishtaleach, as well as the Parvisar of Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol. Number 4, 5, and 6 is that there's a chiyuv of kares for Naisa, as well as for someone that's tamei that eats a varim or a mincha of a carbon. And if someone has enough from the varim or from a mincha, then they will be oivan isa me'ila, as these dinim do not apply to dam. As Rashi brings 3 lines from the Banan Amid, mincha ve'ivarim chayom mishum Naisa v'tumma im ochlum b'tumas haguf, v'afilu kaimet shu mater ve'im boi mishum pigol, yesh boi mishum Naisa v'tamei, v'yav flam ashe e makdishim. And there's also a dinim ila, uvidam lekamidi, can infarge psech siyum perkaitzilai, tlasa kreik siyum bidam. We learn from the extra psukim, chad lemuti minoisa, v'chad mi tumma, v'chad mi ila, ayin Rashi, regard to the aleph of tamei, ayin in the bottom tesis on amid, shekein achin, b'yin chivla, kasa bisforim, simen ashbak tamei, v'ein ashas min farish, aleph achrina, v'mefarish v'bein otam, oichel kamoisa, the aleph stands for the fact that there's another similarity between a verim and a mincha, as both of them are food products, and therefore it makes sense to salt them. And as Tis states, Shirigilus Mleich Eichon, the reason why Gemara did not state this, Lufisha Inze Kula Vichumra, Lechosha Shasl Farish, Ayin and Taisvis, and we continue in Daf Chafa and Beis, and the Gemara asked, that how do you know that we should be Maya Dam, and we should be Mabe Verim, as Adi Rabba Dam Havali Labriye, Shekim Mata Kamaisa, and Nifsa Bashkir Sechama Kamaisa, that maybe we should have been Marba, that there's a Chiv to salt Dam, since it's similar to a Kar Mincha in regard to two items, as number one, it's a Mate, just like the Kmitza, and a Verim are not a Mater. In addition, just like the Kmitza of a Kar Mincha is Pasul Bashkir Sechama, and we also know that Dam is Nifsa Bashkir Sechama. For example, if a Kohen brought a carbon on Monday, he didn't do Zrikas Adam before Shkias Echama, then the Dam already became Pasul, he could no longer do Zrikas Adam, and if so, possibly we should say, Malicha should apply to Dam, and it shouldn't apply to Avarim. And the Gemara answers, Hanach Nefishin, that although it's true that there are similarities between Dam and a Karb Mincha, however, as we saw, there are 6 or 7 similarities between a Karb Mincha and Avarim, as there are only 2 similarities between Dam and a Karb Mincha, therefore, from the Klal Prada Klal, the Marbar that there's a requirement to salt Avarim, since the Pasuk states, Me'al Mincha Secha, therefore we are mayit that there is no chiv to salt dam. Certainly there is no requirement to salt the carbon etzim, since it's not similar to the carbon mincha, even b'tzad echad, therefore certainly it was never included in the klal prada klal. Ayin Rashi at the top of that chofam and beiz, dam nifsel b'shkir sechamo, dein a roi lizuk b'layla, and it's not possible to do zrika at night, d'chsiv, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Tzav states, ha-shetziv ha-shem es moishu b'ha-sinai, b'yein tzav v'yisus b'nei Yisrael, ha-hakav es kabaneim la-shem b'amid b'sinai. Therefore we see that a carbon can only be brought during the day. You shouldn't think that b'yoyim means the entire day, and b'degei a carbon, the day and night go together, possibly just like we could bring a murim at night, so maybe Zrikas Adam could be done at night also. However, since we know that a verim as well as dam are pasul in the morning, as it would be a psul of lina, therefore when this pasuk says, b'yoyim tzav v'yisus b'nei Yisrael, it must be telling us that not not only is it psulina on dam, dam already becomes pasul by shchias hachama. Rashi continues that this limud applies to the kmitz of a mincha as well. The pasuk right before this states zeis hater lo ilu lemincha v'lachatas v'lashem v'lamluim l'zevach hashlamim, and therefore the pasuk that states b'yom sabasai is not only referring to zrika, but it's also referring to the aktar of a kmitza, and therefore we have a similarity between a kar mincha and zrikas adam. However, this doesn't apply to evarim, and as Rashi states al evari ilu hutru l'hakav kol alayla kidamrinim b'hai pekerin, and as we'll see in daf chavam and beis ilu mi boya shemesh klima la'achav shemesh u'maktiran kol alayla, and we can mak to evarim the entire night. Keep in mind, although we will not get into the large tesis on this amid, but tesis speaks about the famous klal of Rabbi Yonatan that there are two different parts of shkia, and there's an earlier shkia sechama, which is a time when the ball and the orb of the sun falls below the horizon, called tchilas shkia sechama, and there's also seif shkia sechama, which refers to when it's completely dark outside. That is defined as 58 and a half minutes after what we call shkia, and what Rabbi Yonatan refers to as seif shkia sechama. Then from that point, for 13 and a half minutes, is considered bein hashmashos. Finally, 72 minutes after what we call shkia, which Rabbi Yonatan calls tchilas shkia sechama, that is vade laila ayin shum. And the reason why Rabbi Yonatan brings this over here is because Rabbi Yonatan has a shayla as to when dam becomes pasul b'shkia sechama. Are we referring to tchilas shkia sechama or sev shkia sechama ayin teisves? Gemara now continues to explain the brisa as amad. The beginning of the brisa stated shemayani afilo itzim adam shnikru korban, that one may think that the chiyuv to bring melech is also by korban itzim as well as by dam, because they're both called a korban. Let's keep in mind that the Gemara will bring a brisa will be a machlekes between the Tanakam and Rebbe as to the status of a korban itzim, even though certainly even Tanakama holds that a korban itzim is called a korban, and as we saw in the pasuk in the Chemya, however, they certainly don't hold it has all the dinim of a korban mincha. We will see that Rebbe holds that not only is a korban itzim called a korban, but a mamish is considered like a korban mincha. Therefore, our Gemara states man shamat le da'ama itzim ikri korban Rebbe, who is the man da'ama that holds that a korban itzim is mamish like a regular korban mincha, that is going according to the shita of Rebbe. Since this brisa is that there should be a din of melech for korban itzim just like by regular korban mincha, so it must be that this brisa is going like the shita of Rebbe. If so, why did our brisa state that since the pasuk states mincha, so therefore there would not be a chiyuv to bring salt together with the korban itzim? L'chir, that's not true, as a Rebbe miboy boy melech, as according to Rebbe in a chenami, one would have to bring salt together with the korban itzim, as the tanis will enter the brisa, since the pasuk b'negei a regular korban mincha states v'nefesh kisakrav korban mincha l'Hashem. The pasuk could just stated v'nefesh kisakrav mincha, based on the fact that the Torah used the extra word korban milamish misnadiv itzim. So we learn from here that one could be misnadiv a korban itzim the kama, and if someone stated stoma that I want to bring a korban itzim, then how much is the share of itzim that he has to bring? And the brisa states shnei gzirin, he has to bring two blocks of wood. The block is defined as an amma by an amma of wood, as the Tanakama states v'cheinu oimer, and as we find that the pasuk in Nechemya calls a korban itzim a korban, as the pasuk states v'agorilo sipalnu al korban itzim, as we previously explained. And the brisa continues Rebbe oimer, the Rebbe argues in the Tanakama, as although they both agree that a korban itzim is called a korban, but according to Tanakama it's not mamish like a korban mincha. But Rebbe holds itzim korban mincha hein, that a korban itzim is not only a korban, but it's mamish like a regular korban mincha, v'tun and melech v'tun agasha, and there's a requirement to bring salt together with the itzim. There's also a requirement to do agasha. And v'am Rava, and regarding this brisa, Rava stated l'divrei Rebbe itzim tun and kmitza, since we see l'fi Rebbe that a korban itzim is mamish considered like a korban mincha, therefore it is also a requirement to do kmitza on the itzim, as Rashi and Daf Kavav and Beis explains itzim tun and kmitza miraskin le'itzim dakin ad shenotel mehem melei kmitzai, that they would actually shave these blocks of wood until they shaved off small pieces that were the size of a kmitza. They would then take this kmitza and place it on a mizbeach, and only afterwards place the rest of the wood on a mizbeach. And as Rashi states, sheyikach min ha'itzim at bekmitzai v'yak detchila d'hoilu makish lulu mincha shetun and melech ba'gasha tun and nami kmitza. V'amr ha'papa l'divri Rebbe itzim tzuchin itzim. Rabbi also taught us that according to Rebbe, not only would a korban itzim require melech and agasha and kmitza, but it also require that one bring another bunch of itzim to be makted together with this itzim. And once again, as Rashi states on daf kavav and beis, Rabbi teaches us itzim shes nadiv adam to unum itzim lasikim ba'atzi hegdish kashak habanais. And if so, the Gemara is bothered that since this brisa is going according to Rebbe, then how could the brisa tell us there is no requirement to salt the korban itzim? Therefore, the Gemara tells us sam mekan itzim in a chenami, we should remove the word etzim from this brisa, as certainly according to Rebbe, one would have to bring melech together with a Karban Eitzim. And before we continue, let us see Taisis Diba Maschel Melamed Shemisnadvim Eitzim. And Taisis explains that the only time there's machlek is between Rebbe and Rabbanon as to the status of a Karban Eitzim, that is only when someone stated Harei Zira Eitzim Elulum Zbeach. While certainly even Rebbe agrees to Rabbanon that if someone stated Harei Elai Eitzim, then that would not have the same halacha Ayin Sham. And Ayin at the end of Taisis, where Taisis bothered Vim Taimar, Amai Kama Mai Shamet Le Dama Eitzim Karban. And the Gemara stated it must be our Bryce is going according to Rebbe. Hal Rabbanon Nami Iku Karban Vle Boyum Licha. Now Lemaisa Rabbanon also say that a Karban Eitzim is called a Karban, and even so they don't require Malicha. And Taisis explains Vle Shlema the Minakama Eitzim Vedam Mashmali the Chashivi Karban Gama Kadam behind the Karebi. By the fact that this Bryce equates Dam and the Karban Eitzim, so it's Mashmal this Bryce is going like Rebbe that Eitzim is considered a Karban Gomor. And also Ayin Taisis Diba Maschal Divu Rebbe Eitzim Tunan Kmita. Taisis is bothered that even though Rebbe holds that a Karban Eitzim is considered a Karban Gomor, but why is it that he compares it to a Karban Mincha and not to any other Karban? Taisis explains that the Pasuk that the Gemara brought is actually the Pasuk by the Karban Mincha, and as we already explained when we learned our Gemara, and as Taisis states, Vyesh Leimar, the high Karban de Mam Mino Eitzim, Mi Karban de Gav Mincha Darish Lo B'Teres Kainim, and Taisis continues and is still bothered that although it's true that Rebbe learns the din of Karban Eitzim from a Karban Mincha, why do we dafka compare it to a Karban Mincha that has Kmitza, as there are many Menachais that do not require Kmitza, and as Taisis says, Vim Taimam Nol de Makshin Le Mincha Den Kmetzes, Ha'ikim Menachis Tuva De Ein Nikmatzes, and Vyesh Leimar, Taisis responds, Le Gav Mincha Ne Kmetzes Ksiv, V'Nefesh Kisakriv Karban Mincha, as the limit is for the Pasuk that speaks about a standard Mincha, which is Nikmetzes, and Taisis finally asks, Vim Taimar, Umak Mitzah Shaykh Be'itzim, Ha'im Bashurayim V'Kul Nisrafim, that although we want to compare it to a standard Mincha, however, a standard Mincha has Shurayim, therefore it makes sense to do Kmitza, as the Kmitza is what's placed on a Mizbeach, however, since a Karban Eitzim is Kul Nisrafis, and it doesn't have Shurayim, so what Shaykhis does Kmitza have to a Karban Eitzim? And Taisis explains, Vyesh Leimad Eshkon Kai Gavna Bereish Ve'ilu Menachais, Rab Shimon de Minchas Chaytish HaKoyinim Nikmetzes, HaKoyim Itzkar V'Atmai V'Shurayim Kriven V'Atman, V'Wadin Kana Eitzim, therefore the same procedure would apply, but again a Karban Eitzim, and Ayin Nishita brings another Teretz, Vyesh Leimad Ein L'Chom Minchas Nadav Shil Yisrael She'in Nikmetzes, and finally let's see the bottom Taisis on the Amid, as Rav Papa explained that according to the sheet of Rebbe, Eitzim Tunan Kmitza, and Zok Taisis V'Huadin Yemin V'Kiddush Kli, since the Karban Eitzim has a din like a regular Karban, therefore there's a requirement to use the right hand, and there's also a requirement to place it in the Kli Shares, Ayin Sham. Before we continue with the next Gemara's question, let us remember that previously we stated from the Pasuk B'Negei Melech by a Karban Mincha, we actually have two Miyutin, as number one we have a Klal Prat Klal that teaches us that the only time that we have a Chiyah to put Melech on a Karban, only those Karbanos that are similar to a Karban Mincha, we will mire the Karban Eitzim, since a Karban Eitzim is not similar to a Karban Mincha at all, while the Brais is still at a Havmina, that possibly one should have to salt Dam, as Dam is similar to a Karban Mincha in one side, as both Dam as well as a Kmitza are a Mater, and therefore maybe one would have to salt Dam. Therefore, we require the second Miyut of Me'al Mincha Secha, teach us V'loi Me'al Domecha, that there is no requirement to salt Dam of a Karban. However, at this point, since the Gemara is stating that the Brais was going according to the Shita Rebbe, according to Rebbe, we do not need a Miyut in order to teach us that there is no Chiyuv to salt the Karban Mincha, as Ein Chanami, according to Rebbe, there is a Chiyuv to salt the Karban Mincha, and if so, Lefi Rebbe, why would we require two Miyutim, and why would we need a Klal of Prat Klal, and why would we need a Pasuk of Me'al Mincha Secha? And as the Gemara continues and asks, Vel Krol Mutumai, that why would we need a Klal of Prat Klal at all, as Ilum Mute Dam, as if the Klal of Prat Klal is coming to teach us that there is no requirement to salt blood, Me'al Mincha Secha Nafka, we already notice from the Pasuk of Me'al Mincha Secha, where we learn Veloi Me'al Domecha, certainly we do not need another Miyut in order to teach us that there is no requirement to salt the Karban Eitzim, as we're going according to the Shita Rebbe, and Lefi Rebbe, there is a requirement to salt the Karban Eitzim, and keep in mind that although based on the Lashon HaGemara, it's Mashma, the Gemara's question is, why would we need the Klal of Prat Klal if we're being Marba everything, and the only thing we're being Mimayit is Dam, and we are Mimayit Dam from the Pasuk Me'al Mincha Secha, Veloi Me'al Domecha, however, Ayin Rashi and Dibra Maschel Dam Me'al Mincha Secha Nafka, Rashi explains exactly the opposite, that ultimately, since we have the Klal of Prat Klal, and we have to Mimayit something, then certainly that will come to Mimayit Dam, and then we have the extra Pasuk Me'al Mincha Secha, and why do we need a second Miyut? Even though we won't explain Rashi in great detail, however, it's important to read this Rashi inside. Rashi states that the Gemara's question is Dam Me'al Mincha Secha Nafka, Betray Miyutu Lomeli, Neima Karban Klal, Me'al Mincha Secha Prat, Kol Karban Chazav Kolal, and Ma'ar Prat Mefurish Shachim Bar Lechayva, Af Kol Shachim Bar Lechayva. from the klal of prada klal, we already know v'loy dam de inachim b'in l'chayva, and there is no etzim that come together with dam. The hashalek l'mifrach imam mincha shemateres af kol shemateres. Certainly, we would not have a hamina that we compare dam to the kmitza, and just like the kmitza is a mater and the dam is a mater, so maybe it should require melicha. However, as Rashi points out, that certainly we would not be able to say so. As if so, we will not be memayit anything from the klal of prada klal. Certainly, the klal of prada klal comes to memayit something. And as Rashi continues, dim kain dim dim rabbis b'tzad d'achim b'in chovilo kol hanach uvitzad d'matir marbis dam af kol mutim mai and bishleima l'mayit have a stal kadayt meikora the af kol have a mayit na meitzim bishleima. Originally, when we thought that the klal of prada klal is coming to memayit eitzim, and therefore the Gemara was able to entertain that possibly not only should we marba everything else, we should also be marba dam l'mlicha, as each one has a tzad that's very similar to a mincha. As number one, all other karbanos come together with the etzim, similar to a karban mincha. Dam is a matir, just like the kmitza. All these things have something which is similar to a karban mincha. Masha in kain etzim, that has no similarities to a karban mincha. As number one, it doesn't come together with etzim. Number two, etzim is not a matir. Therefore, we understood that we need the pasuk al mincha secha in order to be mamayit dam from malicha. One of the Gemara's question is only according to the shita of Rabbi, as avol hashad amrit etzim achirim b'yin chivlen. Therefore, there is a requirement to salt etzim, so we mar be dam b'tzad de mater af kol mutemai. Then certainly, if we be mater that dam requires malicha based on the fact that it's similar to the kmitza, as they're both matirin, then the klal or prada klal is not coming to be mamayit anything. Therefore, certainly we would not entertain this habmina. And according to Rashi, it would seem that certainly the Gemara required the klal or prada klal. And the Gemara's question is that just from the klal or prada klal we'd be mayit dam, and therefore why do we need a pasuk on the almin chasecha? Continue on daf chaf aleph and aleph, and the Gemara responds apik itzim ba'il nesachim that ein chenami according to Rabbi. Although there is no mirup in a geya itzim, and certainly itzim have to be salted. However, the nesachim that are brought together with kabanos do not have to be salted. Proper way to learn the brisa at the top of daf chaf and aleph ilu nema korban b'melech shemayani filu nesachim v'dam shnikru korban. The Gemara answers talmud loy mincha ma mincha miyuchad shachim b'in chaymula af kol shachim b'in chaymula. Just like there's no requirement to bring wood for dam, there's also no requirement to bring wood for nesachim. As Rashi states at the bottom of daf chaf and beis, nesachim nischeyayin ein achirim b'in loy chayva. The Gemara continues that we even find a brisa which teaches us that there is no requirement to bring salt for nesachim, as the tannis will enter the brisa aval yayin v'adam v'itzim v'akteris ein tuna melech, that there is no requirement of bringing salt, wine which refers to nesachim, as well as for dam, as well as for carbon etzim or for k'tiris. The Gemara now continues and points out that although we're bringing a raya from this brisa, there is a brisa and a mandamah that holds that there is no requirement to bring salt together with nesachim and together with yayin. However, certainly this brisa is not going like the shita of Rebbe, and it also doesn't fit in according to the shita of the brisa and daf chafam and aleph. As the Gemara explains, money, that who is this brisa going like? As e Rebbe kasha etzim, as certainly it can't be going like Rebbe, as this brisa states that there is no requirement to salt the carbon etzim. We just saw that lefi Rebbe there is a requirement to salt the carbon etzim. E Rabbanon, and if you're going to say that this brisa is going like the shita Rabbanon, who argued on Rebbe and held that although a carbon etzim is called a carbon, it's not mamish like a carbon mincha, there is no requirement to salt a carbon etzim, and that's why this brisa states that there is no requirement to salt a carbon etzim of a kasha keteris. But then we have a question from the keteris. This brisa taught us that there is no requirement to salt keteris. If we learn all the other kabbanas based on klal or prada klal, then there should be a requirement to salt keteris, as lemaisa keteris comes together with wood, as we already learned ma mincha miyuchad shachim b'in chayvula af kol shachim b'in chayvula. Because of this question, so the Gemara explains that in a chanami, this brisa is going like a different manda omar, and this manda omar learns the keina prat differently than our brisa. As our Gemara states, hi tanu, this brisa is going like the following manda omar, the tanin, as we learn to the brisa, Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shor b'chem reiko imar, ma prat mefurish, dovash mem kabal tumma v'il ishim v'yashna al mizbeach achitain, af kol dovash mem kabal tumma v'il ishim v'yashna al mizbeach achitain. Based on the klal of prat klal, the Torah is teaching us that the only time there's a requirement to salt a carbon is only when it's mamish similar to a carbon mincha. Number one, the item that we're dealing with has to be something that's mekabel tumma, and also has to be something that goes on a mizbeach and is burnt on a mizbeach. And number three, it must be something that's placed on a mizbeach achitzain. Therefore, Rabbi Yechon ben Brekah holds Yatzu Eitzim She'im Mekamun Tuma Yatzu Dam V'Yayin She'in Elul Ishim. Finally, Yatzu Keteira She'in Al Mizbeach Achitzayin. Number one, there is no requirement to salt Eitzim. Wood is not similar to a Korban Mincha since it's not Mekabel Tuma, as it's not a food product and it's not a kli. And in addition, there is no requirement to salt Dam and Yayin since they're not Elul Ishim. Both Dam and Yayin are only placed on a Mizbeach and they're not burnt on a Mizbeach. Similarly, there is no requirement to place salt on the Keteiras since the Keteiras are never placed on a Mizbeach. That's why this price is told us. This price is specifically going like Rabbi Yechon ben Brekah and it's chiluk on Rabbi. As Rabbi holds, there is a requirement to place salt on the carbon eitzim, and it's also not going like the price on daf chaf and aleph, as that price holds that there is a requirement to have salt on the k'teres. And this price clearly teaches us that there is no requirement to place salt on the k'teres. And the Shitu Mekubetzes, who points out that according to Rabbi Yechon ben Brekah, so we learn all of these mutim from the klal of prada klal, and if so, why do we need the pasuk of me'al min chasecha? And as the Shita states, l'idei l'amalim me'al min chasecha shrei dami mayat mecha'in aprat she'ino il ishim. Possibly the Gemara's previous teretz of apik eitzim v'ayil nesachim would work over here as well, but tzarech bir. And although we mentioned that eitzim im mekabel tumba, but zok rashi that we know that the Gemara mesechtes pesachim teaches us that the atim erocha are mekabel tumba, and zok rashi v'afagad the atim erocha mekabel tumba k'damir in perek she'in the pesachim v'abosel rabbis eitzim olavina ha'him rabbanon hu mishum chibes HaKodesh, the cross machta ba'amo, that was only a mile of Rabbanon because of Chibas HaKodesh. Therefore, the Rabbanon stated that Eitzim of Hegdesh would become Tamei, even though Midrashim they are not Tamei, and the cross machta ba'amo, that Eitzim ba'amo le mekabli tuma. However, Ayin Taisis, the Diva Maskel Yatsu Eitzim, with Taisis Chol Kan Rashi, Ayin Shom. Gemara now continues and discusses the Brisa further, as the Brisa seemed to say that the only reason why there's no requirement is Sol Dam, either because the Pasuk states, Me'al Mechasecha, Loy Me'al Domecha, as Rabbi Yechon ben Brekah just taught us, based on the klal prada klal, but the Gemara is bothered. Al time of the ma'ite krol adam halava chihava mina dam li boy melech. If not for these miutim, then one would think that there would be a requirement to salt dam. But how could that be? As kiven the malchi nafkli materias dam, as once you would salt the blood, then would no longer be considered blood, and certainly would not be able to do zrika or the azor sadam or the matana sadam using blood that was already salted, since it does not have a shem dam any longer. How do we know that this is true, as the Amaziri Amar Chanina Dam Shebishlo Ina Evelov, that even though the Torah teaches us that there's an Issa to eat Dam, however, if someone eats Dam that was already cooked, then the Issa would not apply. And as Rashi states, Dam Shebishlo Bein Dechul and Bein Dekachim Va'achloi, and someone eats it Ina Evelov the Lechayv Torah El Al Dam Royal Kapara, as the Torah is only Mechayvas for eating Dam if it's Dam that's Royal Kapara. One could still place the Dam on the Mizbeach V'Dam Kachim Shebishlo Lechazel Musay V'Nafik Materis Dam, even though in our scenario the blood was not cooked and instead it was salted. However, we know that Maliach Harei Kuseach, therefore, why would we even have a Hamina that one has to salt the Dam of a carbon? And as the Gemara continues, that not only did Ziri state this in the name of Chanina, the Dam Shabishla in Evelov, but Rabbi Huda Amaziri, Rabbi Huda stated the name of Ziri, Dam Shamocha in Evelov, that one salted Dam, and one would not be Eva on the Issa of eating Dam. The Gemara brings down a third din that's not really relevant to our Gemara, but Rabbi Huda Deyama, Rabbi Huda himself stated, Evarm Shetzolan Vehelon, Imbam prior to bringing the Evarim onto the Mizbeach, Kayan pre-roasted the Evarim, he would not be Yaitse the Chiyav of L'Reach Nechoyach. And as we learned in the Mishnah Mesech Tzvachim, Shem Shisha Dvarim HaZevach Nizbach, and one of them is L'Reach Nechoyach. L'maisa the Gemara is bothered that how would we have a Habmina that is a Chiyav to salt the blood of a carbon? And the Gemara answers, Ma'arotema Mishtaba Mashal Mitzvah Ba'alma Kamash Blon, that one would have thought that although certainly one would not be able to put a lot of salt onto the blood, as at that point one would not be able to place the dam on the Mizbeach. However, one would have a Hamina that one should place a little bit salt on the dam, and that would be a kiyum of the mitzvah melicha. Since it wasn't salted that much, the dam would still be able to place on the Mizbeach. Kamash Blon, and either the Pasuk of Almin Chasecha teaches us, V'loy me'al domecha, or from the Klal Prada Klal itself, we learn out there was not even a requirement to salt the dam of a carbon, even a little bit. Ayin Rashi, Ma'otema Mishtu B'mashu L'mitzvah B'alma, U'mishumahu Mashu L'inofik Meteris Dam, Kamash Blon, and we will stop over here.